Blog Talk Radio.
God is good. Yes, he is. Welcome to Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries Power Hour of Prayer with the Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. And we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for one more day because this is the day the Lord had made. And we definitely going to rejoice and be glad in it. I didn't make this day. You didn't make this day. Nobody but God. And God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, located at 5126 Bel Air Road in the blessed city of Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. You can give him a call at 410-327-3100. That's Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close Funeral Services, 5126 Bel Air Road, Baltimore, Maryland, 21206. Give him a call today. You want to get a tour of his beautiful facility? Give him a call at 410-327-3100. I'm telling you, he's worldwide. Yes, he is. The Reverend Dr. Harry B. Close Funeral Services, here to service you and your family and to transition of your loved one from earth to heaven. Thank you, God. Don't forget about one day at a time personal care services. Take care of all your family needs one day at a time. My friend Sabrina is waiting for your call at 443-882-3040. And the good thing about it, you don't have to be ill or disabled to use her services. Yes, one day at a time, personal care services offer transportation, housekeeping, assistance with bathing, personal grooming, medication reminders, meal preparations and planning, grocery shopping and errands, laundry, socialization and stimulation activities, exercise and walking, transportation to doctor, appointments and beauty salon, take you out to lunch, shopping, and special occasions, and so much more. One day at a time, it's a personal care LLC, is a non-medical nursing referral agency licensed with the state of Maryland. Yes, licensed with the state of Maryland, health and medical mental hygiene. Their CNAs are certified by the Maryland Board of Nursing. Also, their companions and CNAs go through an extensive criminal, drug, health, and background check. Their goal is to provide individuals needing assistance in their daily lives with the most compatible care providers. One day at a time, personal care services. Give them a call at 443-882-3040. Yeah, give Sabrina a call. Let her know you heard here at the Power Hour Prayer with Presiding Bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. One day at a time, you can contact them. You can go online, www.onedayatatimecare.com, www.onedayatatimecare.com, all lowercase letters. Or you can do one day at a time, 07@hotmail.com, if you want to email her, okay? All right, that's one day at a time. Personal care service. Give Sabrina a call today at 443-889-3040 if you stand in need of her services. Remember, you don't have to be disabled to get the services from one day at a time. Beautiful, beautiful woman of God. We thank God also for our realtor, Shanita Kelly. And you can give her a call at 443-854-0977. Give Shanita Kelly a call at 443-854-0977. If you'd like to sell your home or purchase a new home, give her a call today. She's going to pray with you. Yes, she will. She's going to pray with you and for you to make that transition a successful transition, easy, smooth transition, purchasing or selling your home. Very, very patient young woman. She's there to service our community, broker and licensed realtor, Shanita Kelly. Give her a call today at 443-854-0977. Don't forget about my friend Dr. David Gaines at Ebony Styles, 2103 North Charles Street in the blessed city of Baltimore. Dr. David Gaines is there to service you and your family. Male and female, natural hairstyles. Operating according to the CDC guidelines, mask up, And don't forget to test yourself. Yes, tests are still free. Some nursing facilities, some libraries, they have free tests. And I do believe that the Social Security Administration is still sending out free tests. All right, so you can give my dear friend a call, Dr. David Gaines, at 443-449-3631. And don't forget he got free fruits and vegetables, y'all, and bread and pastry. But you have to pick it up on Tuesdays, okay? You got to call him before Tuesday. All right. If you stand in need of fresh fruits and vegetables or free bread, give Dr. David Gaines a call at 443-449-3631 before Tuesdays. And again, he's located at 2103 North Charles Street, waiting to give you that natural hairstyle, male and female, and also has a barber on site, but you got to give him a call and schedule an appointment, 443-449-3631. And please mask up. All right, praise God. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Don't forget we're reading our Psalm 91 for protection. We need to read our Psalm 91 for protection. And you know what? We should know it by heart, shouldn't we? Yes. And teach it to our children. You say you don't have anything to do? Yes, you do. Read that Psalm 91 and pray for yourself and others. Okay. We are Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. We are praying for everyone. And as our true advocate sings the song on the Dr. Pat Show, pray for our city. Then you go a little bit further and say, pray for our nation. That's right. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. So we got to pray, pray, pray. And I love it because the Word of God tells us what? To pray without ceasing. And don't say you don't know how to pray. Because you can pray the scriptures. Yes, you can. Get the Word of God out and pray those scriptures. Thank you, God. Then you're praying the Word. Can't go wrong. Psalm 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowl and from the beast's pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and his wings shall thy trust. His troops shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Don't worry about the wicked. God's got a reward for them. Remember, the battle's not yours. It's the Lord's. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Isn't that the kind of God that we serve? He's going to keep you in all thy ways. He's going to dispatch them angels. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Verse 11. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shall thou trample under feet. Keep Satan under your feet. I don't want Satan behind me. Send him back to hell from where he came. And all his little imps. Thank you, Jesus. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. He's going to deliver you. You want to be delivered? You want to be set free? God will deliver you from substance abuse, alcoholism, drug addiction, lying, stealing, backbiting, fornication, adultery, gossiping, covetousness. Yeah, he'll deliver you. You want to be delivered? Yes, he will. The Word of God says he will deliver you. Verse 14, because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. Whose name are you calling upon? Not your pastor, not your mother, not your father, not your sister, not your brother. You better call upon the name of Jesus Christ. He's the one that suffered, died, and bled on the cross for you. That's whose name you need to call upon. Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Don't just say Jesus. Jesus Christ. Remember there's other Jesus in that Bible, you better call upon the name of Jesus Christ. Say, what must I do to be saved? We're in the year 2024. Some of y'all still ain't saved. You just going to church, getting in front of the church, showing off, trying to impress man. Man ain't got a heaven or a hell to send you to. I don't care how much tithe you pay. You can't buy your way into heaven. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Now, if you're born again, you saved, you want to do the right thing. You want to pay your tithes and give offerings. Yes, thank God for those givers. Some people got the gift of giving and of helping those that you don't expect to get something back from. Not just giving your buddies, your friends, your family, but giving to those that you expect to get, you don't expect to get nothing back from. And not giving it out because, oh, I'm going to get a letter from my church showing I paid my tithes. I can file it on my taxes. You give to those that you don't expect to get anything back from. I saw there was a raven on TV that was giving coats to the homeless. That's a blessing. That's good. And he said he's doing it because he was at one time he was homeless. So I thank God that some of us don't forget where we came from. But don't give for show and tell. You give from your heart. Because God has blessed you. And because God has blessed you, you want to bless others. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. You want to be a blessing to someone else that's staying in need. Not because you're on TV or not because you're on the radio. Some folk give and just leave it there. They only leave their name. They only let nobody know what they're doing it. My mom and I was in a restaurant a couple years ago, and we were getting ready to pay our check. And the waitress, she was Chinese or Japanese or Korean, she said, oh, it's already been paid for. And we looked, we were shocked. And the person that paid didn't want her to tell, but she pointed the man out. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh, no, she told. But it was already paid. He didn't ask us, do you want me to pay your check? He just called the waiter over to him. We assume and paid in full. He was doing it from his heart. Amen. Glory be to God. He paid for the meal, and I think it was like about six of us. Thank you, Jesus. We'll never forget that. Give from your heart, not from show and tell, not looking for that person to give you something back. Some of us have family members that stand in need of help or support. We won't give to them, but we'll give to the church or some organization. But we'll give our family members, we want them to give this, pay us back. No, no, no. You have a child that's in college that need some help with paying their tuition, buying their books, buying their clothes, transportation. An adult that needs medication. Put some money in a card and help pay for their medication. Find out what they like to eat. Help support and buy them a meal. They may need some new socks, some new clothing. Give from your heart. For he shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. Let's go to verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. Promotion come neither from the north, the south, or the east, or the west. Promotion come from God. And I thank God. Because when God called me, nobody voted me in. So they can't vote me out. Promotion comes from God. I didn't have to ask somebody to vote me in. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God called me and he chose me. And I know it. Because I didn't want to be no preacher. I couldn't stand women preachers. And I hear the men now saying, oh, women weren't called to preach. Women weren't called to teach. Women weren't called. But I know that God called me. It's not something that I want to do. And I try to get out of it. But if God called you to do something, you ain't getting out of it. Don't even try it, because it's not going to work. But if God called you and chose you, yes, you're going to do it, my dear friends. Yes, you are. So I thank God. I thank God. I didn't choose this. I didn't choose this, as some might call it, occupation. I don't call it occupation. I didn't choose to be a servant for God's people. God chose me and called me, anointed me, and guided me and lead me and direct me in this path. So I thank God for the women that are bold enough to go forth and do what God has called them out to do. Don't let no man hinder you. Okay, if God called you, can't no man hinder you. Can't no man stop the work of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And you let go and you let God. Do the work of God. Study to show yourself approved unto God. The doctors in the world study. The nurses in the world study. Even when you get a job, Greta, work at the post office, you have to go and take a test, don't you? Mm-hmm. You don't just jump up and go to the post office and start delivering mail. They train you. They teach you. So, yes, God will call you. You need to get that training and that teaching. Mm-hmm. God will do with you what needs to be done. He will show you the way. Everybody's not going to go the same way. But God will show you the way. He will show you exactly what you need to do. And let no devil from hell stop you from doing what God has called you out to do. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody need to hear that this morning. Somebody need to hear that. We're going to go back to the Word of God, Psalm 20, Psalms for the year. I love the Word of God. Taste and see that the Lord is good, Sister Esther. Psalm 20, the Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of God of Jacob, Shelah. The name of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Shelah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation in the name of our God. We will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Say, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call. Psalm 20. Psalm 24, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and their world and they that dwell therein. The earth, this all belongs to God. For some reason, somebody thinks that this belongs to them. It says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Everything in it belongs to God. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. God found it, not you. No, you're not the founder. God is. He shall ascend into the hill of the Lord or shall stand in his holy place. He hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have lifted up his soul unto vanity and sworn deceitfully. He shall receive his blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Who will receive the blessings? He that have clean hearts, clean hands. Are your hands clean this morning? Not talking about dirty. Are your hands clean? Do you have a pure heart? Psalm 24 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? You ought to be holy this morning. You're not Baptist. You're not Pentecostal. You're not Catholic. men and women of God. The Word of God says what? Be ye holy, because you serve a holy God. He created us in his image. Be ye holy. There is no denomination in the Word of God. I haven't found it. If you find it, let me know. Only I know the Word of God tells us to be holy. Be ye holy. Man created these different denominations. It's caused so much division. Pentecostal, Apostolic, Baptist. Be ye holy, because I am holy. Now, thank you. What religion are you? Holy. Got too many religious spirits running around anyway. You want to be holy, because I am holy, says the Lord. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord or stand into his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart will not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor to sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from this God, the God of salvation. Salvation is free. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Shelah. God is raising up a new generation that's not afraid to live the life that Christ has designed for them to live. Nothing wrong with being a virgin. Live the life that God has designed for us to live. Be ye holy. Some of you need to sit down and learn something. I know we all say nobody's perfect. We all know that. Stop getting all excited about when somebody say nobody's perfect. But we ought not be willingly sinning, living in adultery, fornicating, lying, stealing, backbiting, gossiping, covetousness, wanting what somebody else have, want to do what somebody else is doing. God didn't call you to do that, so you need to sit down. Lord, show me what it is that you want me to do. And stop doing what somebody else is telling you to do. You better obey the Spirit of God. They'll get you all hooked up in something. You don't know how you got bound in that. If God didn't call you out to do that, don't you do it. Well, Bishop Stewart, how do I know if God called me? You don't know? You don't know what God has called you to do? Okay. Something is wrong. You need to know if God called you. And it's not going to be easy either. If you think, oh, it's going to be easy, God called me, God told me, it's not going to be easy. You're going to have some trials and tribulations. And if God didn't call you to do, you better watch out. If you're doing what you want to do, you better watch out. You're not going to be able to handle it. I'm telling you that now. You better be sure, and very, very sure, that God called you to pray in that sanctuary. Oh, everybody can pray in your home. Sit down and pray in your home, first of all, with your family, with your loved ones. If God didn't call you to do an altar call, don't do it. God didn't call you to pray over that money, don't do it. Be very, very sure. But Bishop Stewart, I thought that everybody could pray. You better learn how to pray in your home first to yourself, your sanctified soul, praying that God get you right. You get right with God. Thank you, Jesus. That's why I don't have everybody praying for me. I don't want everybody praying for me. Thank you, Jesus. Speak to the people, Lord, this morning. Thank you, God. In Psalm 24, it says, Psalm verse 3, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord and stand in his holy place? I'm calling his holy place the church. He that have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. Don't you know that the devil can bless you too? Yes, he can. Satan can bless you. Oh, I got this home. I got this car. Oh, I got... Okay. Is it coming from God? Drug dealers got nice homes. Drug dealers got nice cars. Mm-hmm. People get promotions on the job because they did certain things with the boss. You better watch out. Just because somebody have nice things doesn't mean it's coming from God. He did have clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. I want my blessings coming from God. Now, I want my blessings coming from God. And remember, only what you do for Christ will last. Thank you, Jesus. If I'm blessed with one room from God, I'm happy. I ain't got to have a mansion. If I'm blessed with one room, one dress. I knew there was a lady that had one dress. She had children. She had to take that dress and turn that dress over on the other side, take it off and wash it when she got home. Thank you, God. God wants us to have much more. Yes, he does. Now, I'm not telling you walk around being poor. But God will bless you. And when he bless you, you're blessed. Somebody need to hear that this morning. You want your blessings to come from God. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob Shelem. Seek the face of Jesus Christ. Watch out. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift up ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Shelah. May the Lord bless the hearers and doers of his word. His word is already blessed, my dear ones. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for your word, for your message, for inspiring those men that you breathe upon to write this word. Thank you, God. Let us pray. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. Thank you for allowing us to come together as sisters and brothers in Christ. We thank you, Father God, for keeping us safe from the fires and the floods and the thieves of the night. We thank you, Father God, for our homes that are still intact. We thank you for our loved ones, Father God, that you have allowed to see another day, to breathe another breath of fresh air, touching our hearts that are beating properly, touching our lungs, Father God, that we're breathing properly, touching our eyes. Some of our eyesight may be a little bit dim, but we thank you, Father God, that we can see a little bit. We thank you, Father God. Once I was blind, but now I see. Not only physically, but spiritually. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, for just allowing us to walk a little bit. Thank you for the use and activity of our limbs. We're able to walk this morning. We're able to use our hands to cleanse our bodies, our spirits, and our souls. We thank you that we're able to read your word this morning. Your word is a blessing to each and every one of us. And your word is pure. Your word is clean. And we thank you, Father, for creating us in your image. We're the holy ones, the holy men and women of God. We thank you, Father God, because the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And we thank you for blessing us one more day. You didn't have to do it, but you did. You woke us up this morning. You started us on our way. It wasn't the alarm clock. Glory be to God. It wasn't our friend. It wasn't our loved one. You woke us up this morning. You opened our eyes. You, Father God, thank you, God, nobody but you. And we can give you total praise this morning for everything that you have done and everything that you're going to do. We thank you for the food that's on our table in our refrigerators. We thank you, Father God, for just a morsel of bread. We thank you, Father God, for our taste buds, that we're able to taste and enjoy our food this morning. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for waking us up in our right minds. Our minds stayed on thee. We thank you for regulating our hearts. regulate our minds. We know that you're a heart fixer and a mind regulator. We thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for healing and deliverance. We thank you for peace in our mind, our spirit, and our soul. You said, blessed is the peacemaker, they shall be called the children of God. We thank you right now, and we pray for our President of the United States of America and his family in its entirety. We lift up all of those, Father God, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God, that are in elected positions, our government officials, our governors, our mayors. We are praying for all of our leadership, our priests, our Pope, Father God. We pray for our pastors of our churches, our ministers of the gospel, our trustees, our deacons in the church, our choir members that are singing the songs of Zion, that they will not just sing the songs, but they will live the life that you have designed for them to live. We lift up, Father God, our military, our army, our navy, our air force, National Guard, Honor Guard. We pray for our children as they're on their way to school, that you protect them from seen and unseen danger. Have them individuals that are using these illegal weapons lay down these illegal weapons in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. That no hurt, harm, or danger will come to our families. Protect our children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for watching them and keeping them safe from seen and unseen danger. As we go to our jobs, as we go home, leave jobs. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing us with a spirit of peace, of love. Lay down the weapons of destruction in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are in the wars, fighting the wars, Father God. Touch the families of loved ones who have lost individuals this past year. We thank you right now. We want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory right now, Father God, for the great things that you've done and the great things you're going to do. In Jesus Christ's name, let all of God's people say amen, amen, and amen. And we wake up with a spirit of expectancy, the hand of God to move in our lives as never before. We give you praise and honor and glory until tomorrow. Watch over us, keep us, guide us, and lead us. Guarant us godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send us your prayer request, your praise report. We are praying 24 hours around the clock. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, praying 24 hours around the clock. Yes, we are. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer could do. Prayer could change that situation. And guess what? Prayer could change you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Be blessed. Be encouraged. Until tomorrow, tell someone, Jesus Christ is the answer. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Jesus Christ. Amen.